CRTV's radio network service. Here is the news read by Snowcell Ano Ebier. Craftsmen and women who took part in the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon have been lauded for promoting the country's artistic know-how. School children and students in Cameroon tomorrow embrace the last month of the long holidays, and many of them have been using this period to create content on social media. The 7 p.m. in-depth segment will take the pulse of social media use by holidaymakers. Sudan's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has survived an assassination attempt blamed on the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. Cameroonian judoka Richelle Sopimbela has intensified training in Paris ahead of her first outing in the Olympic Games against the world champion in the plus 78-kilogram judo category, Akira Sone from Japan. Those were the main points. Now the news in full. The Prime Minister, head of government, has commended the handicraft workers and experts who took part in the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon for honoring and promoting the country's artistic know-how. Chief Dr. Joseph Dion Gute was speaking today in Yaoundé during the closing ceremony of the SIAC 2024 attended by members of government, members of the diplomatic corps and technical partners. He reiterated the government's determination to continue pushing for an upgrade of the handicraft sector in order to make it more competitive. Star Building correspondent Christian Cheatam reports.
After 8 days of exhibition by close to 1,000 handicraft workers from Cameroon and a host of other countries, it's end time for the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon. During the closing ceremony presided by the Prime Minister of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, on behalf of the President of the Republic, special prizes were awarded to the authors of the best craft works in painting, woodworks, pottery, and other categories. The recommendations made from the scientific discussions of experts during the exhibition, which were presented to the Prime Minister during the ceremony, call on the government, technical partners and financial partners of the handicraft sector to put in place programs for the development of the sector, of the handicraft sector, ease and accelerate the incorporation of digital technologies and provide financial schemes to accompany craft persons, amongst others. In reply, the Prime Minister said the development of the craft sector remains a priority for the government.
Given the potential of the craft sector, Cameroon's highest authorities have made a prudent choice by including it in the 2030 National Development Strategy. The goal is to foster a competitive and high-performance craft industry that enhances the living conditions of the craftsmen and contributes to the country's economic, social and cultural development.
The head of government went ahead to present concrete measures which the government has undertaken recently to develop the handicraft sector.
Efforts are ongoing to achieve the set of targets, which include increasing the share of the secondary sector in the gross domestic product to 36.8 by 2030, increasing manufacturing value added from 14.5% in 2017 to 25% in 2030, increasing the share of manufacturing exports to 54.5%.
Cameroon's gratitude to the handicraft workers and international delegations which took part in SIAC 2024 was presented through a medley portraying the cultures of the different participating countries. From the National Museum in Yaoundé, Christian Cheatam, CRTV.
The Minister of Public Health has reminded youths that it is their responsibility to assist their mates turn their backs to deviant behavior and the use of drugs, alcohol and other narcotics that can expose them to HIV and AIDS. Minister Manauda Malachi was speaking at a highly attended ceremony to mark the launch of the 2024 edition of the AIDS-Free Holiday Campaign in Yaoundé. co-chairing the event organized by the Pan-African organization established by Mrs. Chantal Biya, First Lady of Cameroon, was Minister Mununa Futsu of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, who said youth peers, educators involved in the AIDS Free Holidays campaign must consider themselves as worthy ambassadors of the head of state's message to fight against HIV and AIDS. Ayimbile reports.
Punctuated by five key speeches, the heavily attended launching ceremony of this year's AIDS Free Holidays campaign unfolded with a commitment to fight, one echoed by the representatives of the youths trained as peer educators to raise awareness among nearly 3.5 million young people in Cameroon and determined to help their mates make responsible choices to build a future without AIDS. A call re-echoed again by Minister Mununa Futsu, who galvanized the youths into singing the national anthem, evoking feelings of patriotism, which he said seems to be sinking among young people. In effect, drawing from last year's head of state's message to the youth, Minister Mununa Futsu said young people, including peer educators, should consider themselves as young ambassadors of first, the message of the President of the Republic, who urged youths to raise awareness on rising moral depravity, and secondly, of the First Lady's perpetual fight to reduce HIV/AIDS among young people. A concern that has always been that of Mrs. Chantal Biya and her AIDS caravan of the African Synergy, now on for the past two decades. Efforts highly acknowledged by Minister Manauda Malashi, humbled to be part of an event unfolding under the canopy of Mrs. Chantal Biya and piloted by the Executive Secretary of African Synergy, Jean-Stéphane Biacha. And in one word, the Minister of Public Health enjoined the youths to steer away from all deviant behavior, noting that these render young people vulnerable to HIV infections before declaring officially opened the AIDS Free Holidays campaign that will unfold nationwide under the theme No to Moral Deviances and Moral Deprivation, Yes to a Future Without HIV and AIDS.
Seven newly appointed officials in the central services of the Ministry of Higher Education have been installed into their functions with a call on them to contribute to the accomplishment of the missions assigned to the ministry by the state. The Secretary General of the Ministry of Higher Education, Professor Wilfred Gapsa, chaired the installation ceremony in Yaoundé today. Ngugi Henry reports.
The new officials are the Inspectors of Academic Affairs No. 1 and 2, Directors of Higher Education Development and University Accreditations and Quality, plus the Heads of Division for University Cooperation and Research and Legal Affairs. They were appointed last July the 22nd by the Prime Minister. Professor Patricia Ngeminang Asongwe Samkia is the new Inspector of Academic Affairs No. 2.
Challenges of today in the university system of Cameroon specifically is to meet the objectives. And what are the objectives of higher education system for now? Is to render the higher education system entrepreneurship. We want to ensure that happens with digitization.
On behalf of the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, the Secretary General in the Ministry congratulated the seven colleagues on their brilliant appointments and steadily distinctions. Professor Wilfred Gapsa encouraged them to give their best and engage themselves wholeheartedly and devotedly for the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, and Chancellor of Academic Orders to fulfill the missions assigned to him, which include teaching, research, and outreach.
Heavy rains in the economic capital Douala are said to have slowed the ongoing voter registration exercise in Vuri Division of the Littoral. Elections Cameroon teams have been unable to function normally due to the poor weather conditions, but stakeholders have derived other methods to swell the rolls or at least maintain them at close to 71,000 voters registered last year. Pontianos Labong reports from Douala.
Vuri Division of the Littoral enrolled close to 71,000 new voters on the electoral list in 2023. Barely a month to the closure of the registration exercise this year, Elections Cameroon Elecam would have wished for better results but for the heavy rains that have grounded socio-economic activities in the division for close to a month. However, political parties have derived survival methods, with the UPC going digital. Emmanuel Bien Bien, member of the political bureau of the party.
We use WhatsApp because now the world is digital. Also, we work with Elecam. UPC have members in all the Elecam representatives in Douala.
A similar strategy has been adopted by the CPDM party, with officials also determined to brave the poor weather conditions and achieve their goals. Valentine Epupa, Douala 3 CPDM section president.
We are asking those responsible of our subsection to go through their new section that we put in place to look for those Cameroonians who have not been enrolled in this Elecam list to make sure that they enrolled.
Granted, Elections Cameroon's voter registration machinery has caught a cold in Douala, but there is hope for a successful exercise, for the stakes are high and the stakeholders well determined. Poncianus Lawong, CRTV News, Douala.
Municipal councils in the Southwest region have been urged to invest their resources in all possible means to win the Clean City competition and rid their communities of the dangers of poor waste disposal. The Secretary General at the Southwest Governor's Office made a statement during the regional launch of the Clean City competition organized by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development in Boya. Regina Ngalen Doko reports from CRTV Southwest.
The Inception Report presents 11 objectives that seeks to promote economic growth and job creation, improve living conditions in rural areas, and optimize land use, amongst others. Getting an understanding of what the Southwest region has as potential is considered by Minister Paul Tasong essential.
This is a backbone planning instrument for the development of the Southwest region. The outcome of this consultancy will improve our knowledge of the Southwest region, and the government, alongside other stakeholders of the development of the region, will be armed with sufficient tools to proceed with the transformation of the Southwest region and by thus improving the living conditions of the people of the Southwest region.
With contributions from development stakeholders present, necessary adjustments have been made that will help to contextualize the plan. Chief Dr. Atem Ebako, President of the Southwest House of Chiefs.
We have lots of natural resources, yet we still face the infrastructural deficit. Where is the problem? My conviction is that there is no plan. I am convinced that the document that will bring about the development of the Southwest region is really underway.
The consultancy firm, charged with the task of producing the Regional Territorial and Sustainable Development Plan for the Southwest region, is expected to deliver within 2 years a plan that will transform the Southwest region. Regina Ngale, Ndoko, CRTV News, Boya.
This news is broadcast from Yaoundé, the national station of the Cameroon Radio Television, CRTV. On to the in-depth segment, several holiday makers are using this period to create content on social media platforms. The activities of these youths have been generating hundreds, even thousands of likes and shares. Most of these activities are posted on platforms like TikTok, Snapchat, and Instagram, among others, which are creating a lot of buzz. Skola Maloke takes us through some of the posts in this report.
It is a long holiday, and one of the pastimes of holiday makers is creating buzz on social media. They are into content creation, with their favorite app being TikTok. Blandine Kerr and Raisa Nalova are TikTokers.
The TikTok content that I create, they are dancing videos, and I mostly do Afro dancing music.
I create my account to spend time, to be looking videos, and on holidays I produce much videos and post it.
Though they have some likes, comments and shares, their reasons for posting are diverse.
Dancing is one of my passions, and I also do it to entertain those that follow me. Sometimes I can have 100 likes upwards, sometimes I can have just 50. There are some people that do it because they want money and all the like, but I don't do it for money.
Internet users have been having a good time watching the content. contents. Lisa Wunze is one of them.
I mostly look at videos that will make me laugh, that are entertaining, and that I can try. In the process, I just turn the camera on and I try to imitate what I see.
Though this activity keeps the children busy during the holiday period and also brings out their creative skills, they, however, need some guidance. Skola Maluke, CLTV News, Douala.
Young people in Yaoundé have disclosed that they frequently use applications like Facebook, TikTok, CapCut and WhatsApp on social media during the holidays to have fun, learn and make money. Joyce Cliff Tata sampled their preferences in the following report.
Social media, a vast world which daily attracts young people, especially during holidays, for particular reasons.
I like fashion and designing. I like going to Google to search and draw. I'm going to take a picture of the drawing and I go to CapCut and edit it.
I spend most of my time during holidays on WhatsApp and on TikTok.
To be sincere, when I'm not busy at home, I usually spend most of my time on Facebook, watching videos, pictures.
It is also a money-making adventure for some and an opportunity to invest in acquiring more knowledge in certain aspects.
I learn online to edit videos. That can give me a little bit of knowledge. I use TikTok to post my videos that can bring me a little bit of money or influence to have fun. Bible app, because we have to teach and pray, so I just use it as I'm speaking. PDF. There are some online books that I have in my phone, so once in a while I just throw a glance on those online books. And Telegram. Telegram is mostly for prayers.
The applications are available 24/7, but educators insist that it is important young people moderate their usage to avoid addiction.
It is unquestionable that youths are actively engaged in social media networking. The potentials of social media are seamless and boundless in terms of interactions, interrelationships, information sharing, and exchange of opinions and ideas. Colette Jani spoke to some ICT experts to find out the content and opportunities provided by the social media to the Cameroonian youth. Her report.
Social media platforms such as Facebook, WhatsApp, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube and TikTok have become all pervasive among Cameroonian youths. These platforms provide avenues for communication, entertainment, self-expression.
Let's make vanilla sponge cake together.
Bata Clinton is an ICT expert and Dania Eboge is the national president of bloggers in Cameroon.
The advantage of social media is you can use it to establish a brand presence. It allows you to connect with people with similar interests or needs. It can help you to stay informed about latest trends, news events and developments.
It's useful to create beautiful memories and to share with others.
Depending on the niche of interest, the rise of social media platforms has caused an increase in new opportunities for people to connect, communicate and collaborate, as Dominique Sidoni Munimeni, a business coach, explains.
Platforms offer opportunities for target digital marketing and advertising, influence on influencer marketing and e-commerce, customer services and customer relations, creating content and disseminating message, community creation and network marketing.
In short, social media plays a pivotal role in shaping the lifestyle of Cameroonian youths. It influences their social interactions, cultural expression, educational pursuits and entrepreneurial activities, while it offers significant opportunities for connectivity, learning and economic empowerment. It also presents challenges related to mental health, privacy and misinformation.
Many sociologists criticize the negative impact of social networks on youth, portraying the internet as a risky platform. However, Bertrand Osomba argues that there are numerous entertaining options available for young people online, suggesting a more positive perspective on the leisure opportunities offered by the web.
Young people can find entertainment and relaxation online through various platforms. They can enjoy free videos and music on online streaming services, connect with others worldwide through online board games, and learn new skills on YouTube. Movie enthusiasts have access to platforms like Netflix for their viewing pleasure. Those interested in traveling can use social media to learn about life in countries they wish to immigrate for various reasons. They can even start learning the language of those countries if needed. The internet, especially social media, is not just a space for malicious activities and vices. The web also provides a variety of hobbies that are interesting for young people looking for useful and fun pastimes. It is up for them to take advantage of those opportunities. It is, however, important for parents to monitor and control their online activities to prevent excessive use and protect them from potential dangers.
The guest on the 7 p.m. news tonight is Professor Bell Bijoka, Associate Professor at the National Advanced School of Engineering of the University of Yaounde 1 and specialist in cyber criminality. He exchanges with CRTV's Joyce Cliff Tata on the impact of social media on young people, as well as how parents and guardians can supervise its usage by children.
Social media may be useful because they may help them to have occupation during the holidays, but abusing the consumption of social media can have bad consequences also, like addiction in such platforms. If there's no parental control on the content of these media, children can be facing very addictive information or any information which can affect their health, mental health especially.
You agree that there's need for some level of monitoring by parents and guardians. So how can they monitor their children?
Digital equipment like mobile phone and computers, they have what we call parental controls. So if this equipment don't have such application installed, parents can install such applications to be sure that they can control the content, even the period, the time during which that children can use this equipment. They just have to be aware on which means they have in the account to use to control their children.
It means they should come up with a timetable for their children on social media.
Yeah, they can do it, but they can even force their children, meaning they can configure the equipment their children are using so that the majors will be available only for some period of time, and they can even filter the content. The children will not even know that this has been done with the equipment they're using.
So do you believe the social media, however, presents a variety of opportunities for young people if well managed?
Yes, of course. That's what I was saying. That started from that point. Social media are not always bad. We are bad. The way we educate our children, the basis of education, maybe they only use the basis of education they have. If they have bad orientation at the basis, they will be seeing only bad things on social media. So first of all, we have to educate our children to see only good things from these social media. If they have good basic education at the beginning, I think they will be using social media. And if we are not sure that the education we give them, it helps them to filter the content and their own behavior on social media, we can add parental controls applications to help parents.
Thank you very much, Professor Bell Bijoka, a specialist in cyber criminality.
Thank you.
Away from the in-depth segment and on to news out of Cameroon, Sudan's military leader General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan has survived an assassination attempt. The information was made public by the army spokesperson Nabil Abdallah, who has blamed the paramilitary rapid support forces RSF for being behind the murder attempt. Mr. Nabil says two drones had struck an army graduation ceremony, killing five people at a base in Jabait in the east, a territory under the control of the military. A leopard attacked two men at the South African Air Force base today near the Congis National Park. One victim was an Air Force member, while the other was a civilian. Both have been hospitalized but suffered only minor injuries. The leopard was later captured and relocated to a sanctuary. Encounters with leopards are common in the area, as around 150 of them are known to live near the park. In sports news, Cameroonian judoka Richelle Sopimbela, one of the four remaining athletes for Cameroon at the ongoing Paris Olympic Games, has intensified preparations in Paris ahead of her first outing on Friday against world champion in the plus 78 kilogram category judo, Japanese-born Akira Sone. Sopim Bela, who will be competing for the first time at the Olympic Games, is currently training and working on techniques to avoid an early exit from the competition. Details with CRTV Special Envoy to Paris, Baldwin Sama.
She came ready to make her maiden Olympic Games participation memorable. Richelle Sopim Bela, to compete in the women's 78 kilograms in judo, has been training for 7 months, anticipating an impressive performance during her competition debut on Friday. Her first round opponent, Akira Sone from Japan, is world champion in this category. A major challenge for Richelle Sopim Bela, but not at all an impossible task. Donang Gobatang is the women's national judo coach for Cameroon.
The idea is to intensify different training sessions in order to avoid monotony. We want her to acquire the necessary skills for an imminent victory.
Twice she has been training daily, Richelle Sopim Bela knows she must confirm her status as one of the best in the world and avoid an early exit from the competition. Donang Gobatang is a national women's judo coach.
It is true she has been training for over 7 months. Now it is a bit light. She simply works physiologically and on her opponent's weaknesses.
She spent more time in the company of other members of Team Cameroon in the Games Village waiting for a competition debut this Friday. Covering the 2024 Paris Olympic Games, Pino Meyebe, Olivier Kounou, Baldwin Sama on special assignment.
To end this news here once again are the main points. Craftsmen and women who took part in the 8th edition of the International Handicraft Exhibition of Cameroon have been lauded for promoting the country's artistic know-how. School children and students in Cameroon tomorrow embrace the last month of the long holidays, and many of them have been using this period to create content on social media. Sudan's military leader, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, has survived an assassination attempt blamed on the paramilitary rapid support forces. Cameroonian judoka Richelle Sopim Bela has intensified training in Paris ahead of her first outing in the Olympic Games against a world champion in the plus 78 kilogram judo category, Akira Sone from Japan. That's the end of the news from Yaoundé.